Blog Talk Radio.
And this is Real Talk for Real People, a show that is designed to give you a bird's eye view of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov, and about relationships. how a toxic and poisonous relationship, that means non-constructive and positive in his regard, following his instructions and so on and so forth, how it does not work in your benefit. And that would apply also to each other. Because truth be told, we are toxic and poisonous when it comes to each other too. We don't know how to talk to one another in any shape, form, and a fashion. As a matter of fact, we really don't care how to talk to one another. And we think we can talk to anyone like we own each other, any old kind of messy or tacky or way. Not realizing that we don't own each other. The Most High owns us. And there we're in this together. And so based upon that, we're in this together. We have some codification as to how to treat one another also. But we this study helps us find that out. And other nations, strangers, and so on and so forth. As I said, and I stand by what I said, we don't know anything about nothing. And we're totally confused about everything. That's why these studies are essential in your development and your improvement. And we're happy to bring these studies to you, Cartrell, my brother and friend from New York City, and myself, Yam Suf, Arif from Memphis, Tennessee. I call it Prison 901. When we're like inmates, we act like inmates in every shape, form, and fashion. We just don't realize it because we've been lied to. We've been socially engineered and conditioned to think that we're not inmates. But the reality of the matter, we are inmates, and we act in that way. We like to kill each other. We like to fuss and fight with each other. We like to search each other out, just like inmates in an inner prison. I call it two kind of prison systems we're under. There's an outer prison. Although it may appear to be freedom, it's not. It's still prison by design. And there's the inner prison. That's when you can't get along in the outer prison. They send you to these inner prisons. And we act just like inmates, no matter if we're in the inner prison or outer prison. We think we can say anything to one another. And once we can't, we like to pull out the guns and the knives. And we like to fuss and fight with one another on the prison yards. Meaning in our so-called communities, the prison yards. Oh, it's true. Take my word for it. No, don't take my word for it. Just to position it to what you know about prison life. And look at our communities and just to position what you know or what you think you know about prison life. That's us. Oh, it's true. But we have a solution for you. No, it may not be full parole, but it can give you some semblance of working together, some semblance of how to interact with one another, some semblance how to connect with your Creator to improve your lot, because truth be told, that's the only thing going to prove your situation. Okay? Reason being, he put you here. So if he put you here, he can make it hard on you, or he can make it easy on you. You can make this hard, or you can make this easy. It's however you want to make it. It's still going to get done anyway. So before we get started in our studies, you know I like to make comments upon contemporary subject matters. If you heard or not, Derek Chauvin was given 22.5 years. Basically, that's not very much. They're lying to you. Let me tell you why. When Yam Suf was the bad guy, and he didn't acknowledge the Most High as he should have, even though the Most High loved him, Yam Suf did a whole lot of bad things. And Yam Suf got caught up in it and paid for his mistakes too. Karma is a mother for you. So Once upon a time, they gave Yamsuf 18-year sentence. Okay? And this is not what somebody told me. This is what I know. So they gave Yamsuf a I said, oh, Lord, 10 years. Oh, ooh. I don't know if I can do that. You know, I can't do that. But I found out I could. And I'm going to tell you the reason why. I became constructive and positive, and I kept my nose clean. And I didn't get into the nonsense. And come to find out, when you are a first-time offender, when they give you a 10-year sentence, you give it to it on a scale. That means you have to do so much in time before you come up for parole. Now, what they're saying to you, fellow students, oh, he's got to do 15 years. Yeah, that's if he squash it. If he squash it. And he does the whole time, and he does no, and everything, he's got his good time, and he squashes, he don't go up for parole. Yeah, if he squashes, he only has to do 15 point something years, and that's the sentence is over with. But it's mandated by law. You only had to do a third of that sentence to go up for parole if you maintain a good record in the system. So Yamsuf kept his nose clean, and less than 2.5 years or something, or less than that, Yamsuf came up for parole on a 10-year sentence. So what does that say? Derek Chauvin, if he keeps his nose clean, first time offender, we have to do 5 point something years before he come up for parole. Being a police officer, ex-police officer, 9 times out of 10, he's going to keep his nose clean because they ain't going to let him on the yard anyway. They kill him on the yard, so he's going to stay on lockdown, okay? So he's going to have a clean record. He's going to know how to play the system. Somebody going to work with him to walk him through there. Derek Chauvin, five years or less, Derek Chauvin be out on parole. So don't let them play the okey-doke. And that's when I said 22.5 years. For real? It's because I knew better. I knew how the system operates. And the system doesn't operate in our benefit. It operates a lot in their benefit, okay? So when they said 22.5, it shook my head. Because I knew he didn't, and they were talking about, well, he had to do 15 years. That's if he squashed the whole thing. But to come up before parole under that system, he only has to do less than a third of this, less than a third. Okay? I know what I'm talking about. And also, in Florida, 159 people is not accounted for. For this building failing, shoddy workmanship. And like I told you yesterday, and I knew what I was talking about, because I've done construction before in my life. And Katria have done it also. And so when I told you that you got shoddy construction, and then you have the side that's facing toward the seashore, which affects concrete. And that's the section that failed, facing the seashore, where the erosion of the salt water permitted the construction of the building, and the building failed. And so you're going to find out in due time there was shoddy constructions, okay? A building just don't fall down like that, okay? And just like this building, pancake. So you're going to find out where there's shoddy constructions, especially the side facing toward the ocean, where it was inundated with salt and corrosion, the building failed. Okay? All right. As far as that is concerned, the Most High will, for those affected by it, Most High will be done. My sympathies. But in the final analysis, the Most High will is going to always be done anyway. Now, isn't it? Okay. Well, we're getting right into our study section where we're getting more detailed information about these kings and about us, about our interaction with the Most High, what we should have done, what we could have done, what we were better off to do in relationship to Yah, in relationship to one another, and strangers, different nations, which is called the Annals of the King, the Chronicles. And so we're going into the first chapter, and we're going to do these. When we come to these chapters, we're just going to take our time till we get past the foundational studies of the lineage of these people. And then they'll tell you, oh, don't go that Old Testament. Don't go that Old Testament. Talking about lineage. Don't let the lineage go. But they ain't got no problem talking about lineage when it comes to them. That's strange, man, isn't it? They got a problem talking about lineage when it comes to your history. But they don't have a problem talking about their lineage when it comes to their history. I mean, you going to buy that? Don't buy the okie-doke, okay? All right. So I'm going to bring my brother and friend on, Cartrell from New York City, and then we'll get right into our studies. Cartrell, may the Most High bless you, brother. Shalom. Your mic is hot.
All praise to the Holy One of Yisrael, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. Shalom, family. May the Most High bless you. Yom Sufari. May the Most High bless you and your family.
Thank you very much, my brother and friend. I appreciate that. May it bless you and yours also.
Thank you. I definitely appreciate that.
No problem, brother. You're more than welcome.
But you gave a vivid description of the prison we're living in.
Right.
And it's definitely a prison system because you need permission to leave the country. You need the permission to travel around the country. And how do you get out of prison? There's only two ways. Either you do the time or you get out with good behavior. So that applies to us as well. Our time is up. I mean, we've been here 400 years. We done served our sentence, but we haven't changed our behavior. And you might do extra time because you haven't changed your behavior. But if
you're right, Country. I like that, Father. What is it, Country? You got bad behavior, do a little extra time.
I like that.
While in their prison. You know, killed the prison inmate. Right?
Yeah.
They add time to that, don't they?
Exactly. Yeah. Blood got to be answered, Country. Blood got to be answered, man.
Definitely. So in regards to my man Chauvin, he's blessed that he's not living under our system because it's life for life. And if he ever left the city of refuge, no matter how long he stayed there, you see them brothers of George Floyd?
They're big fellas, man. They're some big fellas. And then, hey,
you don't want them coming after you as Avengers of Blood.
Man, that nephew of his, George Floyd, he don't look like he playing. Brandon Williams? Nah, I wouldn't want Brandon coming after me, man. For sure.
He got some giants in his family, man. And
They ain't no little fella.
Chauvin is blessed, but he ain't under Yah's laws, because
he
would lose his life. Not no 15, 20, 25 years. Yep. Get out in half that time. You be on parole. Nah, that ain't happening, bro.
No.
And that weak apology, his condolences to the family, he should have said a lot more than that.
Exactly.
Brother asked him, what was on your mind when you had your knee in my brother's neck?
Rodney was playing this, man. And Rodney was trying to get through that, man. Rodney kept jumping in. I was praying, come on, Rodney. Help it, Most High. Help Rodney get through this. You know what I mean?
Rodney Construction.
Right.
My heartfelt condolences and prayers go out to them. Losing their loved ones, because that's not ever an easy thing.
No,
but those people in Florida should know better. All kind of sinkholes going on down there. It's not, the ground is not solid enough to build 13-story buildings by the sea.
It's just too high. And too high and too close to the ocean. I wouldn't have even did that. It's just too high and too close to the ocean. For me,
knowing that you got sinkholes.
Yeah.
They said, the ground where that building collapsed is sinking faster than the areas around it.
Contrail, if I had that type of money, Contrail, in order to build like that for the community, it would be hard pressed for me to go past four floors, because I would be, it would, this would be in the back of my mind. I'm thinking not only about me making a profit, but I'm thinking about the people and what position I would be placing these people. It ain't all about profit. It's about doing the right thing and what position am I putting these people in if this occurred. So when I would do things like, if I was doing things like Cartrell like that, I just couldn't put it on just the dollar is my bottom line. You know, it's got to be people lives. And I'm looking at what if, okay?
And then you're dealing with an area that has to deal with hurricanes. So the building is here, 40, 50 years old, but how many hurricanes has it endured besides environmental factors?
Right. Okay, sorry about that, brother. Somebody trying to contact me, and at the wrong time. I mean, people just don't think. They just get on the phone. They even know I've been doing this show, bro. That's what kills me about people. People have been knowing I've been doing this show since 2013. But see, here's about us. We don't care about what you're doing. We care about what we're trying to do. And that's a prison mentality, man. You got to care about what other folks doing, man. So, it ain't like I just know Cartier doing it. If I know Cartier doing something a certain time, why I'm going to try to contact their brother? It's just like, I don't care what he's doing. And we need to stop that prison mentality, okay? You need to stop that. I'm sorry, Cartier, fellow students. Go ahead, brother.
I'm done.
Okay. All right, dear Cartrell, if you're done, we're going to get right into our studies. We're going to do the first chapter of First Chronicles. And we're going to let Cartrell bring us to another study session of Psalms. Okay?
You know that Chronicles is the first ancestry.com.
You ain't lying, bro. First, I like that, Coach. That's a good one. Okay. First Chronicles, the Annals of the Kings. Okay, goes into lineage. First, there was Adam, Seth, Enosh, Kenan, Mahalalel, Jared, Enoch, Methuselah, Lamech. Then there was Noah. Noah had three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth.
Two sons of Adam are missing, aren't they?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which one?
Cain and Abel.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Because Cain killed Abel. He was jealous.
And Cain wasn't really Adam's son.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So he's not included in the genealogy, even though he himself had a genealogy. He's not included in the genealogy of Adam, the seed of Cain.
Right.
If you go back to Genesis, you will see that Cain had a genealogy too. But notice here, it's not included with Adam.
Right. Okay.
And, Abel, he didn't have any seed.
Right.
So he's not mentioned.
Okay. So Cain is the seed of the serpent.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So, Japheth, the nations of Japheth, listen to this, the nations of the Japhites was Goma, Magog, Madol, Javan, Tubal, Meshech, Taras, the sons of Goma of Japheth. Was the Azanazi, white folk, Caucasians, caucus meltings, death, thought, Togama, the sons of Zavon, Elishan, Tarshish, Kittim, Rotem, like Rhodes and Greeks and whatnot.
Yeah, now, Javon is the Greek.
Yep.
Goma, Magog,
yep.
And Gog are the Russian.
Exactly. That's from that. Right. So
all European.
Sons, Europeans. So the sons of Ham. People of color. Cush. Mazarin. The Egyptians. Put. And Canaan. The Canaanites. The sons of Cush. Sheba. Hafla. Sabda. Romla. Septica, the sons of Roma, Sheba, Dedan, and out of the lineage of Cush begot Nimrod, one of the first mighty leaders on the earth, a black man, Mizraim, where the Egyptians come forth from, begot Ludum, Anamim, Lehepmim, the not to him, the partus him, the cos luim, whence the Philistines came forth and kept param. Philistines look like us.
They were cousins to the Egyptians, so they both
exactly.
Come from Mizraim.
Exactly. Canaan begot Sidon, his firstborn, and Heth, and the Jezebites. The Omarites, the Gashites, the Hephites, the Arkites, the Sinites, the Avarites, the Zemarites, the Hamathites, all came from Ham. Now, let us see where we come from. The sons of Shem, not Shem, I don't see Semites. Sim, so it's a Shem.
People of color.
Yeah, people of color. I don't see Shem, S-E. I see Shem. Came from Elam, Asher, Alphat, Hasdad, Lud, Aram, Uz, where Abram, our founding father, came from. Uz. Wasn't that right? Uz, Cartrell?
Uz, yeah.
Uz. Hul.
Now, he came out of the city of Ur, but...
Yeah, right.
Talking
okay.
About the man Uz.
Right, okay. Meshach. Hephaestus begat Shelah. Shelah begat Ebnah. Two sons were born to Ebnah. The name of one was Peleg. For in his days, the earth was divided. In the name
the
of
the Bible.
Yep. Right. Everything was divided. And the name of his brother, Jothon. Jothon begot Amodat, Shelepha, Hazarmaveth, Zara, Zora, Hadoran, Zuzal, Dikah, Ibah, Ambil, Malah, Sheba, Opha, Habla, Joba. All these was the sons of Joktan, Shem, Ophasha, Shila, Ebna, Peleg, Ru, Cherok, Naha, Kara. Abram, which is our founding father, Abraham. The sons of Abraham were two, Isaac and Ishmael. These were their lines. Firstborn of Ishmael, Nebaotha, Kedah, Abdel, Nafsan, Nishma, Duma, Massa, Hadda, Tuma, Zutu, Nafis, Ketman. These are the sons of Ishmael, the sons of Keturah, our founding father's concubine. She bore Zeran, Shokshan, Medan, Medians, the Medanites, people of color, Esbak, Shu'ul, the sons of Joshan, Sheba, and Dedan, the sons of Midian, Ephah, Epher, Enoch, Ebdad, Elda. All these were the descendants of Keturah. Abraham begot Isaac, the sons of Isaac, were Esau and Israel, which he was converted to Israel. The sons of Esau, Eliphaz, Reuel, Jeush, Shalom, Korah. The sons of Eliphaz, Teman, Uma, Zeheb, Gatha, Kenaz, Tidna, Amlek. The sons of Reuel, Nahan, Zaran, Shamuth, and Messah. The sons of Seir, Lothan, Shobah, Zibion, Anna, Dishon, Esau, and Dishon. The sons of Lothan, Horah, Homan, and Lothan's sister was Timnah. The sons of Shobah, Eliah, Mahah, Eba, Shifet, Onan, the sons of Zibion, Al, Anna, the sons of Anna, Dishon, the sons of Dishon, Haram, Elban, Atran, Shifran, the sons of Ezar, Bahan, Zabon, Jean, Khan, the sons of Dishon, Uz and Aram. These are the kings who reign in the land of Edom. Before any king reigns, one and the same over the Israelites. Bela, son of Beor. The name of his city was Dahaba. Check it out in your Google. When Bala died, Jobab, son of Zerah, was from Borah, succeeded him as king. When Jobab died, Hashem of the land of Tannites succeeded him as king. When Hashem died, Hadah, son of Beda, who defeated the Midianites in the country of Moab, succeeded him as king. And the name of his city was Aspect. When Hadah died, Sabla of America, not America, succeeded him as king. When Samna died, Saul, Rehoboth, on the river, succeeded him as king. When Saul died, Baal-Hanna, son of Akbar, succeeded him as king. When Baal-Hanna died, Hadah succeeded him as king, and the name of his city was Paul, and his wife's name was Mahatabel, daughter of Matred, daughter of Meshabah, and Hadah died. The clans of the Edoms were the clans of Timnah, Alba, Oholabah, Elah, Pinyon, Kenaz, Timon, Mehbaza, Magdial, and Abraham, these were the clans of the Edoms, the Edomites. I'm going to stop right there because there's a lot of stuff I want y'all to go back over. I want y'all to go back over this in your spare time over the weekend and study some of the names and some of the locations and whatnot. Because I want this to be immersed into your thinking. I want this to become an innate part of your thinking. When you hear these names or whatnot, and when you hear about Edom, when you hear about Shem, when you hear about Japha, when you hear about Ham, I want these names to become immersed in your thinking. So you can have in your mind's eye, you can have when we discuss these matters in future discussions, you can have a bedrock where you can stand upon in our studies so it won't be corroded like those builders in Florida was where they corroded, okay? So we want you to have a sturdy foundation in your studies, okay? So we're going to take the time out right here, stop right here, and we want you over the weekend to go back, you don't have to look at all of them. Look at some of them. If you want to look at all of them, we suggest that you do. If you don't, look at somebody. Some of them, they come back around. Cause most high willing, we'll come back around this way and look up some more then, okay? All right. Well, Katra, do you have any commentary, my dear brother and friend?
You was doing gymnastics through them names. Huh?
Yeah. The most high give me a little Leguine. Linguistics, you know, I'm trying to get. I try to, you know, Cartrell. Everybody got a skill, and I'm thinking the Most High gave me some, some linguistics. Yeah, linguistic skill. So they just come to me like that. I may not be right, and I may not be wrong, but it just seemed to just come to me like that. So maybe I got some skill there. I may not be able to talk it, but I can at least interpret it, okay?
And you could Google all those names, especially the names of the sons of Noah.
Contrary, you were all over that. I do all this work, and you tell them to Google. He's Contrary to dismiss me. Y'all saw what he did. Yeah, okay, Yeah, Soup, and y'all can go just Google it.
No, but you gave them that assignment to look up these names, and all you got to do is
right.
Google.
Gotcha. I'm just messing with you, bro. You know I love you, dog. I've been playing with you, man. Go ahead.
Yeah, man.
Go ahead. Well, Gotcha.
You got to know who's who in the world.
Right.
Because like you said, Shem is not spelled S-E-M. It's spelled S-H-E-M, the son of Noah, Shem. And you can see all the families and descendants and nations that he has. So when you say anti-Semitism, and you're only thinking about one people, there were so many nations that came from Shem that you got to look them up. The Assyrians, the Babylonians. Yeah.
Right. Exactly.
Israelites.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have any problem marrying one another.
Yeah, the Israelites were the only nation that came from Shemites, okay? It was more nations that came from Shemites than just the nation of Israel. And God, you're quite right. Quite right.
So the people they call Arabs are Shemites.
Right.
Or some of them. Because there's a lot of mixture, which Arab means.
Right.
The Israelites that are mostly people consider Arabian or Arabic are Shemites.
Right.
So you got to know these things. Because otherwise you'll be stupid.
You got to know these things. And that's why we compare y'all. I mean, come on, like, come on, man. This is more important than anything you ever known in your life or you thought you knew. So I know you've been socially engineered conditioned. They tell you what's important. But no. This is more important, whatever they told you, okay? Getting these things down together and getting some fundamental understanding. So when we proceed forward in our study, you have some fundamental understanding that you can lean upon, okay? And it'll make in your future studies much more easier because you have this foundational understanding of things, linguistics and whatnot, locations and whatnot. The three fathers of three different segments of nations, the Japhites, the Ashkenazi Jews, come from them, white folks and whatnot. The Shemites, where we come from. The Hamites, where so-called Africans come from, and so on and so forth. You got to have this stuff down to understand this stuff. That's why they tell y'all, oh, no, that's too hard for y'all now. Don't go back there, because y'all get confused, because you know y'all slow. You know y'all slow, y'all like little children. You like to have fun and kill each other, but they ain't too far from the mark, because that's how they social engineer and condition you. But then, nevertheless, that's where they got you to, oh, that's too hard. Young Souf and Cartier, them niggas talking about that old fashioned stuff, man. I don't know how to disciple that. Although they telling me how to disciple, they just make things hard. Them niggas, I can't fool with them. I just gotta go and have me some fun. I just wanna have fun. Whatever they tell me to do and however they tell me to think, that's good by me. I don't need to think no more. They my leaders. And I'm gonna go by whatever they said. The hell with Cartier and Young Soup. I don't wanna eat. Go ahead, Cartier.
Why they keep listening if they don't want to hear?
Because they know there's some truth to what we're saying. As a matter of fact, Katria, there's a whole lot of truth to what we're saying.
It's all truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help us, yeah.
Sheila. Amen.
But they teach us in these Western institutions that Ham was cursed black. But we see that one of his sons, Nimrod, the Egyptian, we know the Egyptians wasn't cursed because y'all digging up their treasures and putting their king on display and talking about how marvelous and the engineering was. And so that don't look like they was cursed to me.
No,
but,
the first mighty leader
Nimrod.
Was a black man. The first mighty leader was a brother. So what is
I was about to get him. I was about to get to him, Nimrod.
Yeah.
The first one that had world domination. Of all the peoples on earth, one world government, one world order, which they're trying to get back to, was Nimrod. Nimrod was the one who built the tower to try to get into the heavens. And Yah divided the people of the earth after Nimrod had that kind of control. So modern day, they know that Nimrod had great power because the Most High had to stop Nimrod because he said anything that they put their mind to do, they can achieve. So he divided them. With the languages, which is why people have different languages and cultures now. So they're trying to get to one language, one government, one money system, one world order, back to where Nimrod had it. But they're not going to get there because we know a prophecy about the four kingdoms.
Right. Exactly.
But they're trying. Trust
me. They're trying. You better believe it. All right, Cartier. If you're done with your commentaries on our foundational studies in the book of the Annals of the Kings, we'll move on to another lovely songs of our lovely King David.
No question. King David knew how to give thanks. He knew how to give praise. He knew how to pray. Matter of fact, he teaches us how to pray, how to communicate with the Most High. Which is why we give thanks to the Most High for our King, King David, who gave us an intimate look at his personal journal, his personal thoughts, his personal feelings, and how he conducted himself in his life in relationship to his people, and most importantly, in relationship to the Most High, Yah. So we're in the book of Psalms, the 28th chapter. Once again, we give thanks and praise. Hallelujah to the Holy One of Israel for our King and his wisdom and allowing us to go through these studies. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah. Hallelujah.
So King David, when he was in trouble, what did he do? He says, unto thee will I cry, O Yah, my rock. Be not silent to me, lest when thou be silent to me, I become like them that go down into the pit. Hear the voice of my supplications when I cry unto you, Yah, when I lift up my hands towards the holy place. So, that's what we're all supposed to do, turn towards that holy place, which is in Jerusalem, and offer our supplications, our prayers, cry out to our Creator when we're in trouble or when we need his help. Draw me not away with the wicked. He's not going to hear your prayer if you are the wicked. And with the workers of iniquity, which speak peace to their neighbors, but mischief in their hearts. So you can't have a duplicit heart. can be doing wickedness and iniquity and expect Yah to answer you when trouble comes. Give them according to their deeds, because that's what's going to happen. If you're wicked, you're going to get according to your ways. As we see with the king, they had power, they had might, they had riches, but they was wicked, and they had a price to pay for their wicked deeds. And according to the wickedness of their endeavors, give them after the work of their hands, render to them their desert. So I don't worry about people that's wicked, that's doing iniquity, that's on their own, leaning on their own understanding, because they're going to reap what they sow. Because they regard not the works of Yah. And that's what we're doing, trying to figure out how to regard the works of Yah, because we've been filled with the thoughts, doctrines, religions of men. Do we really know Yah's works, what his plan is? No, the operation of his hand, he shall destroy them and not build them up. Blessed be Yah, because he hath heard the voice of my supplication. That's a testimony. When you pray and Yah answers you, you have to acknowledge that Yah heard your prayer, he answered you, and pulled you out of the condition that you had prior to been in. Yah is my strength and my shield. We should all make Yah our strength and our shield. My heart trusts in him. Does your heart trust in Yah? And I know. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoices, and with my song will I praise him. That's what you're supposed to do. Give testimony and make a song about it. Yah is their strength. Whose strength? And he is the saving strength of his anointed, the nation and his king. Save your people and bless thine inheritance. Feed them also and lift them up forever. And forever is a long time. We know Yah is going to feed us. He's going to lift us up when we do the right thing, but we have to do the right thing in order for us to receive our inheritance and in order for him to save us, his people. And forever is a long time. 10 billion years is only the beginning of forever.
Exactly.
So once again, we give thanks and praise to know the way, to learn the secret science, the spiritual science, on how to connect with our Creator.
Exactly.
No other way.
No other way. All right, Dan Cottrell and fellow students. I'd like to give praises to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob for finding me. I was just like King David. Matter of fact, I was worse than King David. You know how King David said, I'm lower than a worm? Well, I was lower than that when y'all found me. And I'm very appreciative of the blessings of being found by y'all and given an opportunity being taught by him and the opportunity to see his blessings and the opportunity to see things as the Most High would have had them to be instead of the way they are now. And the blessings he's given me, the physical blessings, and longevity in life and so on and so forth, the opportunity to work with Cartrell on this Real Talk for Real People show, which is not only, I suspect, help others, it definitely helps me. The blessings are countless that the Most High has given me, and I'm very grateful for them. And the association with Cartrell and other students that are interested in what thus said Yah, and not only interested in what he has to say, but also interested in applying and doing what he has to say in order to improve my relationship with him and my relationship with my brothers and sisters and my relationship with strangers, because the Most High can make your enemies your footstool. We've learned that also. And as Katria just alluded to the fact, as long as you do what the Most High wants you to do, you ain't got to do that much as far as fighting and fussing with folks and so on and so forth. You just got to apply the Most High word, and Most High do your battle for you. And only thing you got to do is do the right thing and be righteous according to his codification and precepts, not self-righteousness. So I'm thankful for all that and then more, and much, much more. But Cartrell, what say you, my brother and friend? Country, I think you got your mic off because I think the buzz boys buzzed back.
Yeah, they always do that.
Mm-hmm.
But I would like to take the opportunity and the time to give thanks and praise to Yah, Most High, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob for my life and the blessings he blessed me with, the trials and tribulations, you know, the ups and the downs, because it allows me to see him. None of my troubles are big enough that he can't handle, and I know that he handles them for me because he's given me the perspective and allowed us to see through the eyes of King David. And mm-hmm. I've been doing that for a while, looking through the eyes of King David, how he conducted himself and how he handled his problems and his situations, because his problems were certainly greater than the problems that I faced. And the formula that he uses, you know, to acknowledge that Yah is his shield, his high tower, that Yah is his strength, that his heart trusts in him, that's the pattern that I follow. And it's brought me success and, you know, not on a level of King David, but dealing with the obstacles and the trials and tribulations that I've had to deal with in my life. And I'm just thankful that the Most High blessed me with the family that he blessed me with and the opportunity to even work with you and the brothers and sisters that's trying to bring our people as a nation together worldwide. And I pray that the Most High bless the works of our hand.
Amen, brother. Amen.
Amen.
All right. All right.
Family,
well, yes, son, I'm waiting on Abby. Abby, I think she may be on, and she can tell you, she told me after the fact that she thought it was chapter 27 that you're supposed to be reading on. And I expect you can get back to next week, all well is in well, so it ain't over. So if you're supposed to be at 27, you can. Yeah, 27 songs. You can always get to it. If you don't get it now, you'll get it later, as long as you get got. Okay?
Well, it's a short chapter.
Mm-hmm.
It's a short chapter. You read one chapter.
Right.
It's a song.
Right. All right.
I'll read it real quick.
Okay. All right. Go ahead.
Because it's a powerful song, and I don't want to miss nothing. So, once again, we get thanks and praise for the perspective, the mindset of King David. The 27th Psalm says, Yah is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Yah is my strength, the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though a host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing I have desired of Yah, that I will seek after him, that I may dwell in the house of Yah all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of Yah and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me upon a rock, and now shall my head be lifted above my enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto Yah. Hear, O Yah, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me, and answer me. When thou saidest, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Yah, will I seek. Hide not thy face far from me. Put not thy servant away in thine anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O Elohim of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then Yah will take me up. Teach me thy way, O Yah, and lead me in a plain path. Because of my enemies, deliver me not over to the will of my enemies, for false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty, such as breathe out cruelty. I have fainted unless I believe to see the goodness of Yah in the land of the living. Wait on Yah. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on Yah. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah. Hallelujah. Well, Abiyah, do you have anything to say since you got us corrected or whatnot? You got anything to give praise for? Because you know it's family night. It's a family affair. One child grows up to be. I guess she ain't got nothing to say, Kadria. All right.
Well, Kadria.
Most high
bless you, Abia. Thank you for correcting me.
Yeah, may the Most High bless you, Abia, for correcting us. We're very appreciative, okay? All right, Contrail, my dear brother.
One more thing. My heart goes out to our sister, Wendy Pettis, Imahadora, Brother Raya.
Sister Judith, Yehuda.
Sister Yehuda.
Sister Hadora.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
All the family. May the Most High be with them.
Amen, brother. I concur.
Little Gregory and his little brother.
Yeah, little Gregory and his cousin Prince and his little brother. I forget that baby name. But Abby y'all here, she going to bring it to our attention. Abby y'all, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Yes, may the Most High bless both of you brothers and your family. And yes, I give praise to y'all every day and every night. I just want to thank them all, always. And I just was telling a friend today, I was sitting up here and I was thinking about my past, everything I've been through and what y'all has brought me through. And each time I go back and I start thinking, the more I just feel so happy and ease that I know that y'all is watching over me, that he is my God. He is the most to me. I don't have to depend on nobody, no Congress, no police, no nothing but y'all. I guess that's a cue for me to shut up and get off. But thank y'all, I'm blessed you, brother.
That's just my mom and brother, something going on. I got my brother called early, now my mom's calling. So I'm gonna call him as soon as we get up there. But that
well,
being
y'all bless y'all.
I'm sorry, Abby.
I just say y'all bless y'all and just keep on doing y'all's work.
Most I will. We certainly will, Abby, and you too. Well, Contrail, Abby, we don't know too much into the future. We do know this for one fact. They getting ready to get out of here. They've been listening to the Real Talk for Real People study show. Contrail from New York City. Yamsu from Memphis, Tennessee. Abia, our support system from New York City. We love you. May the Most High bless you, direct you, and order your steps. To help facilitate that is to get you a new heart and mind. And that is as King Dawood asked for. So please get your new heart and a new mind and help facilitate in you and your thinking. That being said, we're going to get ready to get out of here. And so I can make these calls back, you know. But may the Most High bless you. We love you. Shalom and good night.
Let him handle me and drive me mad. If you can keep me, I wanna stay with you forever, and I'll be glad. Yes, I love you, Poggy. Don't let him take me. Don't let him handle me with his hot hands. If you can keep me, I want to stay here with you forever. I've got my man. If you can keep me, I wanna stay here with you forever. I've got my man. Someday I know he's coming to call me. He's going to handle me and hold me so. It's going to be like dying, Poggy, when he calls me. But when he comes, I know I'll have to go. I love you, Porky. Don't let him take me. Honey, don't let him handle me. If you can keep me, I wanna stay with you forever. I've got my